affects millions of children, families and communities across the globe, and South Sudan is also inclusive. Well, school-related gender-based violence is defined as acts of threats of sexual, physical or psychosocial, psychological violence that occurs in and around schools. Well, in most cases, this is perpetuated by gender norms and stereotypes and enforced by an unequal distribution of power between girls and boys. Well, joining me in the studio this morning to talk about the issues of school-related gender-based violence is Daniel Swaka from Jubek State Minister, Ministry of Education. Good morning, Daniel Swaka, and you're welcome.
Morning to you also. Mm-hmm. Thank you for welcoming me.
Yes. And now moving on straight, what issues are at stake when we speak about school-related gender-based violence?
School-related gender violence can be both emotional violence, can be physical violence, which may be from some areas of school administration or classroom management or rules, regulations set in the school compound.
Right.
Yes.
And what are those administration management form of violence that they can encounter?
In every school, there are rules laid down or regulations, which are also a replicate of the school, of the Education Act. Mm-hmm. And the Education Act, there, gender-based violence is not allowed to take place in every school. And even corporal punishment is prohibited in the Education Act. No teacher should involve any physical punishment to children in school because it will cause negative effect.
Right.
It will affect the learning process.
And could you describe the nature of violence that the children are exposed to in school, around school, and even on their way to school?
Maybe outside the school it can be possible, but inside the schools, our schools are now well managed and they are all sensitized about gender-based violence, including even corporal punishment, which is not allowed in schools. And even we have instructed our school managers that in every Monday of a week, they should address a rally, parade in the morning, and address all the negative issues of previous week and involve the direction setting for the current week.
Right.
Yes.
And what are those forms of violence that you think they may experience outside school?
Outside the school, I can cite an example. Some girls who are coming to register in the school at the beginning of the academic year. Mm-hmm. And, of course, those outside the school, they know they are coming with money. And some of them were subjected to physical exchange of fighting and that, the money robbed out from their hands. Yes.
All right.
Like this. And also in the distribution of the cash by guest program.
Mm.
Some girls, when going out, now are subjected to by those who they call them sometimes niggers. They rob out this money.
Right.
Yes, and they go. But in the school compound,
they're safe.
I think many school compounds now are very conducive for girls to study.
You say schools are conducive, and it's something very good to hear.
Yes.
Are they providing equal gender space?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
In some of the schools, we have separate latrines for girls and boys, so that it doesn't cause any embarrassment between, particularly at the period's time when a girl wants to be comfortable. And most of our schools are mixed.
Mm-hmm.
They sit with boys together. If we don't separate washrooms for them,
very true,
then it will be discouraging.
Very true.
Yes.
And what support or tools do schools need to make sure that they deal with gender-based violence?
I think the regulations are doing very well, and the Education Act is there, and the Code of Conduct for teachers is there. Every teacher is sensitized not to use any physical violence against a learner. Even for boys, they are not allowed to use physical punishments.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So are there any specific interventions that the Ministry of Education is doing to flag, to help South Sudanese young people deal with gender-based violence and sexual harassment?
Of course, it is guided in the Education Act. Any teacher in the school, in the learning environment, if there is any other relationship between a teacher and a learner that is That is very bad.
That is outside
it
school.
It is prohibited.
That is outside inside. Studies. Outside studies.
Outside the academics in the school.
So a student cannot be friends whatsoever
never,
with a teacher?
Never. Mm-hmm. Never.
And this is clear between the students and the teachers?
It is clear.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. And as we wind out this, what do you want our listeners to know about this particular subject, gender-based violence?
Gender-based violence can be sometimes also from home. And a child may be coming from home already with a problem of, as you put it, psychosocial. Mm-hmm. Because the balancing of duties in the house, a girl is sometimes overloaded with domestic duties than the boy.
Right.
And if she doesn't complete, sometimes maybe the mother or can quarrel and what, and comes from there distressed. So I'm asking or requesting from the parents that they should reduce the burden of domestic work for girls in the house so that they have equal time for study like their brothers or their siblings together.
Right.
To reduce it so that when she comes from home, she's well prepared for the lesson and they will continue and remain in the cycle until they complete.
Very important. And I hope the parents out there will heed to your advice. Well, thank you so much, Daniel Swaka.
Yes.
And Daniel Swaka is from the Jubek State Ministry of Education, and he's been bringing us to speed on how schools are trying. And in fact, they are trying, because it says schools are now a safe space for children to be in.